football getting things started off here. Once again, they had a tough game against a very good Southeast Saline team last Friday night. Had a tough game there, dropping that 40-6. They'll host the Concordia Panthers this Friday night, and a familiar opponent for Scott City at Darner Field, opening round of the playoffs here, as we're joined here starting off with Coach Jim Turner. And Coach, thanks again for joining me here, and it's been kind of, I guess, a little bit better outside as the week has gone on for practice weather-wise.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, yesterday a little chilly out, but guys moving around, they were fine. A little warmer today, but a little more breeze, so probably fairly comparable, but at least snow melted off the ground.
Friday night, you knew it was going to be a tough game against a very good Southeast Sling team, and I guess you kind of look back at it all, really started to a field position all night there. And what did you see from that game from last Friday night facing the Trojans?
Well, you're right. They're a really good team. And we kicked off and gave up a big return. So they started out on the 29. And we actually played really good defense and came down and had them fourth and six. And we just kind of blew a tackle and weren't very disciplined reading our keys on the backside. And then they ended up completing the pass, which we got a little face mask out of it, too, when we went a little high on the quarterback. And so either way, that we got the first. But if we make a play down low on him and get him tackled, or we pursue correctly like we should, we got him stopped and could have had the ball going the other way. But, you know, they're a very good team, took advantage of everything that we did wrong, and we did plenty wrong. We're kind of a Jekyll and Hyde kind of team. You know, the team against Colby definitely didn't show up against Southeast, and then you do that against a really quality team, and you know, you've got some problems.
We're without some key players for most of the ball game, especially on offense and defense. They lost Cale Wheeler there in that first quarter to an ankle sprain there, and then he also didn't have Colton Cup there on the offensive line. But some of the players that filled in those positions, how did you feel like they came out and performed kind of on the fly?
Oh, a couple of them, you know, played the earlier week, too, on the offensive line anyway, so you know, we just didn't play very well. You know, when we get the injuries, that definitely affected us because we had to rotate some people in that probably weren't quite ready. Or, you know, we put Sawyer back at fullback, but he hadn't played it in 2 weeks. You know, so a lot of issues there, not getting reps. And then defensively with Kel out, Lawson came in, Bailey, and played really hard at the outside linebacker. had some alignment issues a couple times. And, you know, just being a sophomore against a bunch of big seniors running around there, he struggled getting off a few blocks, but he isn't on a lot of tackles. And, yeah, he played hard. He did a really good job just jumping in on the spot. You know, and then we you know, end up with Jace getting some ribs kind of bruised up, so we pulled him out late in the game, and Carson jumped in an outside linebacker for him there. And, you know, same thing there, a little bit of alignment. He's a little deep on his alignment, and they're hitting the sweeps off the edge, and, you know, just a matter of getting people lined up right. But then you also got to come play physical when it's a team that's undefeated like they were with a lot of size.
I think there you could take away from some positives from that game. You know, you guys were down big there in that third quarter, but the effort was definitely still there to the very end, not giving up there. And that was a nice touchdown pass play there that time from, of course, Harrison there that went to Isaac there, 74 yards there. And I think that was, from what I understand, the first touchdown that through the air that Southeast Saline had given up all year.
Well, I think it's only the fourth touchdown they've given up all year. So we about had another one. We just didn't blame not quite fast enough to score on the other pass, but you know, we played, I mean, that was the best we've run a tunnel screen all year. So, and of course, Isaac, we finally got him to come all the way across the field and use his speed and outran everybody out there. But probably the biggest positive is nobody froze to death, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you kind of bounce back here this week as you get ready for Concordia coming to town. This is a, you know, familiar foe that you guys have played the fifth straight year. You'll be playing Concordia, just a little different at being a playoff opener here, but the Panthers look like they've been putting up a lot of yardage and a lot of offense over the recent games.
Yeah, they're a good team. I think they're better than they were last year. You know, we're going to have to line up, but we're going to have to show up. I mean, the team that played Colby is going to have to show up and play them and be focused and disciplined with our reads and ready to go get them. And if we smack them in the face, you know, I think we'll be really well off. I mean, if we play well, I like our chances. We can't come out and lay an egg like we did on Friday.
Well, you know, it's kind of a different time of year. You know, it's playoff type atmosphere. Of course, expected Friday night there. And do you see maybe a little extra sense of urgency, especially from your seniors, that it's win or go home?
Well, you can ask them in a minute, but I'm sure there is. You know, yeah, it's pretty much, I don't know if this counts as playoffs or not, but if you lose, you're done. So, you know, that's pretty much incentive right there. Not a whole lot to talk about. But I think the bottom line is we need to play well. And if we play well, I like our chances as we move on this game and on after that. But you know that's the first goal. You got to come out and you got to be disciplined. You got to read your keys on defense. You got to attack things and run downhill instead of sitting and floating. Offensively, you know, we got to line up and smack them in the face. I mean, we need to be able to run the ball, and we need to be able to attack them and get with it, and that'll be a big thing if we can come out and move the ball on the ground. And it might be a little sloppy out there, yeah, too, with all the snow and stuff we've had on the ground. And so we need to be able to line up and knock them in the face and push the ball down the field, and, you know, and then throw a few passes in there too. So it's all going to come down to how hard, you know, how bad we want it and how bad we want to play well, which is a complete focus issue. And, you know, we seem to be a lot more focused in the locker room before the game against Colby than what we were in the locker room against Southeast. So, you know, maybe a little bit of that will help too, being at home and getting a normal routine instead of a long bus ride. But, you know, we can't blame it on a long bus ride, and I don't think they will either. But, you know, because if we win, we're going on another one.
Yeah. Well, you've got a good group of seniors here. They've been with you. You've seen them play since they've been young. I kind of talk about this senior class, and even, you know, we have a couple of them we're going to get to talk to here in a little bit.
Yeah, they're good guys. I like them all, you know, and they have coached them in rec league because my son's the same age, and, you know, so I've been making fun of them for years. You know, they're a good group of guys. They like to have fun and play hard. They just, you know, they need to come out and they need to, you know, little motivation here being week 9 and want to have a week 10 and just, you know, they just need to come out fired up and ready to play, and I think they will.
It should be a good one on Friday night there at Darner Field, 7 o'clock kickoff. Week 9 playoff game here with Concordia as Coach Jim Turner joins us here. Thanks again, Coach, and see you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll be joined here first with Jeffrey Nix here as he takes the microphone here first. And, well, Jeffrey, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, are you excited now? It's you can call this technically playoff time.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Well, I know it was kind of a tough loss last week to Southeast Saline, a very good team, but what did you see maybe as a linebacker or even as an offensive line, what you saw from that game?
Ooh, tough question.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that.
They're pretty good. Their center is pretty dang good. He came down on me hard all night and just stuffed me, but fun times.
Well, do you feel like maybe that was, after a tough game like that last week, it's an opportunity to kind of hit that reset button and get going?
Yeah, big time.
All right, what are some things maybe you learned from last week that you're going to improve upon and try to get ready for Concordia on Friday?
Go downhill, hit the holes hard, and just read my keys.
All right, and what's been probably your favorite game so far this year?
Colby,
that you guys looked pretty good in that game, and you know, seeing Concordia on Friday nights, you're pretty familiar with them. What's something that you're looking forward to the most playing the Panthers here opening round?
Just all around the physicality, and just go out there and have fun, work our tails off.
All right. And as you look back from the beginning of the season to now here, you've played, I think, all but a couple of games, both offense and defense here. Where do you think that you've had the most improvement on this year individually?
At linebacker.
And, yeah, because you've been kind of all over the place this year. How fun is it playing that spot?
Pretty fun, I'd say.
All right. What's the goal you have here as you move along to this, hopefully, a few more games here?
Keep going and see how far we can get.
All right. Well, you've had a good season here so far, Jeffrey. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, Senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here, and we'll be joined here next with Kevin Serrano here as we'll talk to him. And well, Kevin, here we are. Can you believe it's playoff time?
No, it's crazy. Season's flown by.
Well, I mean, with all the uncertainties, you never know what's going to happen here and if we were going to even get to this point here. But, you know, do you feel like maybe this is time for second little surge of – or another surge of energy or surge of – I kind of get things going here?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Like you said, we weren't guaranteed the season now that we've completed a whole regular season. Now we really got to focus down to what we got to do now.
Well, I know it was kind of a tough night last Friday night. You had quite a few tackles there, and you had a big interception there, and you were kind of playing pretty physical out there.
Yeah, I knew from the get-go that team's going to be – you have to be physical against them, and they're pretty big, and I can't let just down because I'll get put on my back or whatever.
Well, you get to Friday here with Concordia, and you've faced them quite a few times already, and what do you see with the Panthers?
Well, I see that their running game's pretty well, and I mean, occasionally they throw a few passes and stuff, but I just think we just got to play physical like we did 2 weeks ago in Colby.
You've had a pretty good game in that second or career in the secondary 3 years here, and what's been maybe some of your favorite memories or one of your favorite games that you've had?
I think definitely the Colby game, just because, I mean, yeah, on the defense, I mean, I've pretty much got the basics down and everything, and just knowing the game, how easy it is, and just also getting on the offensive side and helping out there too.
What's a game day like for a football player in Scott City?
It's amazing. I just, at school, I mean, it just kind of flies by. We get, go eat after school, and then go down in the locker room, hang out with the guys, just kind of relax and take it easy. Then show up to the locker room, get ready for the game, and once we go out there, it's just crazy seeing how many fans come out here there and support us, and it's really nice.
Well, you've had a pretty good run here so far, and hopefully get to continue that after this Friday. Kevin, thanks again for joining me, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.